Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're really thrilled to have Heather Farrell with us. Heather is the Curator and Director of Exhibitions at the BCA. Tell us more about that, Heather.
Well, BCA is short for Burlington City Arts. We've been around for, almost 40 years. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. And we're located at 135 Church Street. We do so many amazing programs within the city. But my particular job is the BCA Center right there on Church Street where we present exhibitions.
You know, we've had academics and technicians and writers. We've had lots of folks come to the podcast.
So I'm your first art historian.
You are. Yeah, it really makes me happy to have you. To talk a little bit about that generally, but also about this upcoming exhibit. It's called Human Impact, Contemporary Art and the Environment, and it will be at the BCA on Church Street, March 13th through June 30th. And I understand there's an opening reception, so folks should mark their calendars now for Friday, March 20th.
March 20th, just a week later, because we're very excited. We have several artists who are traveling, not only here from Vermont, but from beyond to join us for the opening. And it's a great time to kind of gather community, gather our artists, gather our friends.
So Heather, March through June happens to fall during Earth Week. Tell us a little bit about the artists, why they're coming and why Earth Week will be so significant for this particular exhibit.
Well, we have a really incredible roster of artists, I should say. We have eight artists anywhere from Vermont, New England, and as far-flung as Ireland. And what's really important about this show is the themes and topics. And so BCA, we always contextualize the talented artists within our Burlington or Vermont community within larger regional and national conversations. And so when I'm selecting artists, I'm looking, locally and then far flung and wide, and really looking at artists who represent the themes in the show. So with these eight artists, I have like a local artist here, Renee Greenlee, who a lot of people are very familiar with. You've seen her work downtown library. She works with Lake Champlain and does these beautiful blue cyanotypes in the lake. And then we, as BCA, it's very important for us to support the creation of new work. We've helped kind of create and help support the creation of this new work from Renee Greenlee for the show, looking at our own water systems. But that's not all. We also look at water systems far-flung as the Philippines. And we have a Philippine-American artist who's right there at UVM, Nicolay Buendia Gupit, who is looking at, through her work, abundance in the age of scarcity, water in the Philippines and how they're surrounded by it, but none of it's clean and potable or drinkable, as we all know. And that isn't that far off from some of the issues we've had even with Lake Champlain. We have this beautiful lake, and every summer I want to go down and swim in it with my daughter, and I can't. So there's two examples of artists looking at those issues, and that's why we looked at water, we looked at fire. We have an amazing artist coming out of Idaho, Carrie Greer, and really almost a photojournalist. And not only that, she's a firefighter, retired, in the front lines, out west, fighting fires, and talking about these themes of like exploring the, we coexist with our environment, right? Not one over another, and then finding ways to manage that coexistence, especially with human encroachment in areas that traditionally had naturally occurring wildfires.
It sounds like what you're doing is not only sort of supporting local artists, but you're also supporting artists that are bringing themes that resonate both far and wide and home.
All right. Look at us in Vermont. We've had, once in a century floods, how many years in a row now? And that's significant. I mean, climate change in our environment is real. So we're looking at water. We're looking at the fires. How many people remember the fires in Canada coming into our own backyard? Even though we think of, what's that term again in Vermont? We're like a climate oasis, that people can, you know, we'll be risk-free here. We're really not. No one is. And so one of my jobs as the curator at Burlington City Arts, which is, by the way, a fabulous model that you don't see in a lot of communities nationwide, is I curate shows that are relevant to our community. So it's not just about whatever I like, what I think is interesting. It's really about what's important to what we're talking about now in Burlington, Vermont, and beyond. And I would say this is a fairly important topic.
Absolutely. And it will resonate. It does resonate with Burlingtonians. I mean, we've had sort of this sustainability ethos for a long time, starting really with Peter Clavel and Bernie Sanders, of course, but Mayor Mulvaney-Stenick, you know, one of the mayor's key pillars, of course, is climate change, in addition to sort of safety and housing. So the theme will definitely resonate with Burlingtonians. So you've talked about fire as a theme, water as a theme. I believe waste is a topic as well.
Yes, and specifically environmental waste. And so I have an artist here, Rebecca McGee Tuck. She's out of Massachusetts, but she goes all throughout New England. And consider her the beachcomber activist. She's picking up the waste that she finds on the shorelines of New England, and she's creating, you know, they really are truly beautiful, marvelous sculptures and tapestries from this waste. But it's not just collecting it and creating something that's bright, bold, and beautiful, but also a little disturbing in the fact that it's all washed up on our shores. It's about kind of getting a sense of hope and activism. Like, not all of these artists are just like, I'm just working in my own studio. They're really concerned. And it's not, again, just data. They're like, well, what can you do? And so Rebecca is a perfect example. It's like, well, go outside, collect this, bring people together. She often has community-based workshops, and do something with it. And I think that's part of even the spirit of Earth Day, right? I mean, this exhibition coincides with Earth Day. It also coincides with Green Week, which is very popular in the school systems. And we're hoping to get a lot of tours in because we think this is an important subject that hits all grade levels.
So I'm really excited about this. Are there other artists that you want to talk about?
We have another wonderful Vermont connection with Adrienne Colburn. She's originally here from Vermont. She has a strong relationship with UVM and the Colburn Gallery at UVM, and she's a fantastic artist now working in Jersey City. And her and our Irish artist, John Gerard, they're really looking at natural resources in terms of these series based off oil. Oil as a resource. How do we get it out of the ground, and how do we burn and use it? And what's the equity between different countries of how we use this resource? And is it always going to be there? A lot of people argue it's peak oil has maybe even passed. Yet, you know, you look at the politics, you look at the social sciences of it, and there's conflicting reports. And so Adrienne, she's going to do kind of a reinterpretation of a beautiful installation called Permian Lines, looking at the Permian Basin. And so, you know, that power of art, not just to give you data and stats like science, but to visualize things, to hear the sounds, to see the graphs, and then also to see kind of like sculptural elements that tell the story of extraction. And John Gerard, he is an incredible artist. And every so often I get lucky and I try to bring in someone who we like to call in the art world the blue chip artist in New York and beyond, who is actually really pushing boundaries. And so what John is doing is he's looking at oil through his Petro National series, and he's using video game design and engines to take data, real life data from different countries, and animate it on the screen. And so you see this wash of an oil slick in the water. Okay, yeah, it's interesting, it's moving, but it's tied to a particular country, and then it's tied to that particular country's oil consumption. So the bigger the slick, the bigger the country and the oil consumption. And what's really interesting about John is his work is really about putting it out in the community so you have access to it. So you can see it in the gallery, But you can also see it on a website for free and really breaking down those barriers of people accessing this information. There's one important artist who has another Vermont connection, and that's Sally Dean Schatz. She's a UVM alum who is really known as internationally as a photojournalist, and she resides out west, where I'm originally from, in the Utah, Colorado area, and she's documenting the Great Salt Lake, which a lot of people aren't aware of, is rapidly shrinking because of the water being used for the enormously growing communities surrounding it, to the point where it is going to be the next ecological disaster in 5 to 7 years if people don't step up and find ways to manage the water. Otherwise, it's going to be our own dust bowl in Utah, so to speak. And it's wonderful to bring a UVM alum, a Vermont alum, back here to the state and talk about issues. Yes, it's out west, but it really is everywhere in the world that we're facing these challenges.
Yeah, I, in a strange way, I think it will be a reminder to Burlingtonians that we are not alone and that we need to work not only within our own communities, but sort of have a broader perspective as well.
Right. We're all in this together, right, Jen?
We are. We're all in this together. For folks that want to do more, want to see more, they can obviously come to the gallery between the 13th of March and the end of June. They can come to the reception. I believe there are panel discussions and things like that that might be happening.
Besides our opening reception on March 20th from 5 to 7, we're also doing a teacher's night out an hour before. We're inviting all the local educators to come in, see the show, encourage them of how they can use us as a resource. I mean, if you think about it, art budgets are shrinking. There's less programming. And yet this isn't just programming, right? It's science, it's community and culture. And then we have a series of talks as well as family activities. But the panel you talked about is going to be Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. It's a conversation about human impact in our environment. And Jen, you've agreed to be one of my star panelists.
Oh, have I? Okay, good. I'm glad you're reminded me, Heather.
And then we have another artist, Nicolay Buendia Gupit, who is at UVM. She'll join us. And then I have a third mystery guest I'm working on. And we also have an artist talk around Earth Day on Thursday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. with Diane Burko. She's known internationally for, again, her artwork as well as her activism. And the work we have present is specifically about her Amazon series and Amazon burning, and just looking at the indigenous people and cultures that are going on, the economies that are shifting, and how it's impacting different countries and the world. I mean, it's not just in Brazil, right? It's worldwide what happens when we lose these important forests. And then, of course, we have some wonderful programming that I'm not sure if you're familiar with, Perfect for Families. We have a drop-in program, Family Art Saturday. It's the fourth Saturday of every month. And we're going to tie in several times with themes from the show, especially that one in April around Earth Day. And so there's no age exclusions. Drop in between 11 and 1 p.m. on the fourth Saturday of every month and do some great art. I always like to tell parents, you don't have to clean up the mess, but you can do the artwork as well and then see the exhibitions.
Thank you, Heather. It's a great message, and I'm so glad we've got this podcast recorded in time to spread the word on human impact, contemporary art and the environment, which will be at the BCA on Church Street, the 13th of March through June 30th, an opening reception on Friday, the 20th of March, plus all the other stuff you outlined and which I'm sure folks can find online.
Please join us downtown for that opening reception. So many of the artists will be there that night. It really is a joyful celebration.
Yeah, really excited about that. Well, Heather, it was a treat to have you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy from Burlington Electric Department. If you have any questions about the show or what BED offers regarding rebates or technical support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. We're here to help you on our mutual path to net zero energy.